stars and stories, it's where you wanna be. From celebs to entrepreneurs, she's got the scoop. Community and entertainment, she's in the loop. Every smile, a burst of velvet light. Through the screen, she shines so bright. With the laughs and tales that weave tonight. Well, 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 welcome to another episode of SKST Radio, and you tuned in to the Cammie Grayson Show. And today I have Small Business Network, and guess who I have with me today? Tell people who you are and what you do.
Hello, everyone. My name is Jamisha Nurse, and I am a coach for Significant Dream Queens. I run my business of Catch Me Up, Ms. Misha Academy, which just falls under an umbrella of education, mentorship, and dance.
Okay. So you know one of them I love, right? One of them is the main one for me. So Ms. Misha, tell people, how did you get started in doing this? This all seems so exciting to me.
Okay, so I started originally in the schools, but I end up branching off to my own so that I can be able to reach children in every way in a design that makes every child comfortable. I'm very big on sometimes you got to have a motto of following an expectation, so it's better to be able to be unique. And that is one of the biggest things that I love to do. So what I do is I make sure that when I build our agenda, it definitely coincides with the ladies that I serve.
Okay. So what are the age groups?
The age groups are from basically 8 to 16.
8 to 16. Mm-hmm. That's a good little group.
Yeah. So, you know, and it's all about mentorship. So from younger to middle to high, well, not high, but to the highest levels in my group, they're able to mentor each other and work together as sisterhood. And we are all about true sisterhood.
I love it. Mm-hmm. So how long have you been coaching?
So this is my fourth year.
Fourth year. Yeah, fourth okay, year. So let's take it back.
Okay.
Take it back.
Okay.
How did you get started? What made you want to do this? Because it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
You know, this not no fun by night thing. You got personalities, mm-hmm. you got parents, you yeah. got school, mm-hmm. you got all kinds of people you're dealing with. Yeah. And then you got the little bitty baby who got an attitude today. I ain't finna dance. Yeah. I ain't finna do nothing. Mm-hmm. And then you got the oldest one. I'm too cute. You know, you got so how did you get into this?
Well, I've been dancing and modeling and cheering my whole life. So I felt like it was a need for me to serve the community instead of just being on a team. So I believe that when I was on a team, I wanted to be a leader to young girls, mm-hmm. To inspire and to have confidence. Also, when I was little, I was on the cheer team. And my coach just wanted to use newspapers as me as an example, and I did not like that. So I had the inspiration to one day not be that coach. Mm-hmm. If you ever say, don't be that person, so I didn't want to be that coach. Mm-hmm. So I didn't want my girls or anybody that I served to feel like they were less than. So the way that I wanted to do it was say, hey, I want to be the lead of something, and if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it right, mm-hmm. As well as make the girls feel good. Not every day is a good when I say a good day, sometimes it can be a little from the routines and everything. It can be challenging. Mm-hmm. However, it inspires everyone to say, you know what, I can do this. I mean, I had one girl who literally was crying because she felt like she couldn't do it. But I stood right there while she was crying. Mm-hmm. And I said, we got this. Mm-hmm. And that is something that every coach should do within any organization, just to be able to keep these young children uplifted.
Oh, wow. I mm-hmm. love it. Absolutely love it. I know when back in the day when I was teaching and girl, everything I said, you got the parents, you got the kids, you got the schools, you got the recreation centers. Mm-hmm. And I worked recreation centers and YMCAs. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I had mixture. Yeah. I had little white kids, mm-hmm. I had little black kids, and I had little Hispanic kids. Mm-hmm. And man, let me tell you, on top of all that other stuff, mm-hmm. you had kids saying, Miss, you treating the black kids better than you treating the Mexican kids. Mm-hmm. Miss, you treating the Mexican kids better than you treating the white kids. Yeah. You know, I had that a lot. Yeah. And everybody was learning the exact same thing.
Yeah.
From the exact same teacher.
It was fair, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so I know just being a coach, it's hard
because you're dealing with the community.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so what keeps you going? What keeps you from not going there?
What keeps me going is the smiles on the children's faces. Mm-hmm. Between their determination of knowing, okay, I wasn't able to do it like this, but Ms. Nurse helped me Coach Misha too. Yeah. Okay.
Her last name is Nurse, by the way, guys.
She helped me maneuver my ways of feeling confident again. Because not everybody, when they come in, when I do tryouts, I want you to come in there with personality. And that's all I'm looking for, really. Mm-hmm. And then once we see what you're working with, we can definitely adjust it and make you feel comfortable. But what keeps me going, like I said, is the confidence that grows within that child that didn't have it in the beginning. Okay. And that is a big, like, this is working. Oh, it's going.
Gotcha.
And when they're doing it, then they're inspiring the ones that's coming in next. So it's very big for me because I believe that every child should truly feel seen, heard, and they can be believed in.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
So we're going to take a little break. But first of all, I want to say, girl, that lipstick looking good.
I definitely want to say thank you to the sponsors for SKST because this lip gloss is popping. And I love it. And it's soft and moist. So thank y'all. Yeah. Thank you.
So I want to thank Miss Pam for her donation of our makeup and Miss Laquita and Miss Karen and Miss Kamitra. Thank you, ladies, for giving us beautiful, beautiful makeup here at the studio. We just feel glamorous today. I love it. Okay, we'll take a quick break. We'll be back after these minutes. Right. If you just tune in, you haven't tuned in too late. You tuned in to the Cammy Grayson Show. And I have Coach Misha here with her popping lipstick. And so, girl, okay, so we were talking about how you able to make this happen. Mm-hmm. So go ahead.
So outside of that, working with all children is just something that I have a desire to do. And moving forward, I just see it being a community team where we can continue to grow, as well as it's not just about the trophies, because if it's just about the trophies, then you're not there for the kids.
Right.
If you just there to just say, hey, we got a picture with this person and get on live and all of that, that's not what I have a vision of. My vision is to make sure that everyone has an opportunity and glances that maybe they won't get at home.
Right.
So I sit down when I'm on my mission, I am on the go. So I'm trying to make sure, what can I do to make these child smile or have a different experience that they probably wouldn't even touch if I wasn't around? So that is something that I'm big on. And a child, you know, your childhood trauma is everything.
Yeah.
So sometimes that goes with us as we grow. And when we are growing, sometimes that pain don't ever leave. But if you have something that's keeping you going and motivating, it'll always last forever. So.
I love it. I love it. So, well, we're going to have the girls here in a couple of weeks or a week.
Next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited to learn these personalities. So tell me, what am I going to be in for?
You're going to be in for some fun, some laughter, some excitement, because they're already excited. And you're definitely going to be able to hear what they have grown from this team as well. And what they also have is the experience of how they have true sisterhood. Sisterhood ain't just sisterhood over here. We are truly sisterhood, and they know one thing about it, we're going to work as a team. So there's never just the we over here, we welcome everybody. So.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, let's take another quick break and we'll be back after these messages. All right, we're back. Thank you. Thank you, T Nice. And so, okay, so being excited with the girls, you know, because I'm thinking we got an event that's coming up. I want to say it's the 27th. I'll let you know. The girls probably need to come perform for us.
They can.
They'll be always really ready. Nice. Mm-hmm. That would be really
nice. And we keep it classy, too. So another thing that I do like to say too, when you go to these teams and you bring these young girls out or young gentlemen that you guys have, we want to make sure we keep it age appropriate, because these young girls are young. And when you have them out there, you want to make sure they are presenting themselves in a such manner that is showing respect and boundaries for themselves. Mm-hmm. Because unfortunately, as a coach, if I'm teaching you one thing, you may feel like, oh, okay, this is what I need to do.
Right.
But also embedding into the girls that a boundary is to be had, to be held. So if a young lady sees something with their coach, I'm like, I don't feel comfortable doing that. A coach, you should receive that and see why they don't feel comfortable. Because you don't know what could have happened at home or what could have happened in their lives to make them not feel as comfortable. But when it's genuine and nice and gentle, they're ready to do it. So, you know, and my team is called Significant Dream Queens. So as such, we must remain as queens.
I love it.
Because if we're not staying queens, then what is our name for?
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So this is kind of where the coach turns into counselor, right?
Yeah.
And so what are the procedures or what do you do if you find out you might not ever experience this, but if it does happen, what is the procedure if something happens to a child that you kind of find out that, you know, stuff is going on outside of practice?
Well, I haven't experienced that, but I will believe that a parent contact will talk to make sure that we're on the same page, because sometimes kids can have their own avenue of things and may not be explaining things the right way, but we can't say that it's not happening. However, just making sure that I am an open ear to the parent and the child to see how could we collaborate and possibly help counsel that child for whatever they've been through, because they could already got some professional support. So maybe they have things in place already. So just collaborating, letting the parent know what was already shared. But outside of that, mentorship is something big for me. And I actually started my life just for mentoring, because I like to be an example. So I lead by example, because we got to show the ladies how to be ladies in this community. Right. You go for your interview, no matter what it's for, no matter how small it may seem to you, you still go with presentation.
Right.
Without presentation, that's the first thing they see is, oh Lord, okay, what are we working with today?
Right.
So you want to give an impression.
You don't want to be the ex before you even get
there. Yeah, because then they're thinking like, I don't even want to have this conversation no more. Mm-hmm. So it's very important that they have the tidiness about their self, the preparation for their self to whatever they're going to, so that they can exceed on whatever they're doing. Mentorship is always something I'm doing, no matter if it's not even with my business. I just love making people happy. Shout out to my mom and my dad by that too.
So now going to you and what's needed. I mean, so what you're doing, you can't do by yourself, right? Mm. Takes a village.
Yeah.
And so what do you need to help you move along the way?
So we need some sponsors, because it is, so that part, nature, it is hard. But we also know that sometimes that welcoming people in is like it's scary sometimes, because do they have the same heart and vision that you have? And like I said, my team is called Significant Dream Queens. So I like when whoever comes in or introduced with my girls, I like when they feel like, my girls can still feel like, hey, like, how you doing? Because that's just their personality. But I don't want nothing dented in their feelings, because I have a big brand that I'm keeping up so that they can remain feeling like I love it here. So without that being said, sponsors to support, like, you know, sometimes our uniforms, or just sometimes like snacks when we have performances, or you're like any hairstylist like that likes to help my girls be nicely gentle. Aww. You know, little things like that. And sometimes I just like to, I'm always a give a hand to another. So one thing I like to do is community service. So not only am I just a receiver to say, oh, I want sponsorships, but how can I help your business? How can I help promote you or do whatever dreams you have or desire? Because, you know, as people, we got to work together.
Right.
We got to work together.
So that makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. I remember when I was teaching, all the kids had to have a caboodle. And that everything in their caboodle had to be the same. It had to match. So if we get a certain makeup, thank you, makeup artist.
Hey,
we have to have the same thing in every caboodle, right? And I had a lot of kids because we didn't have programs for the kids in my neighborhood, right? So I had a lot of boys and I had a lot of girls, And I mean, them parents was in it. Baby, they were on it. I love my parents, baby. Now, my baby girl, she was, I think Jayla was maybe 5 or 6. Mm-hmm. And she used to, not when she was 2 or 3, she would see the cheerleaders and she would get a pom-pom. Mm-hmm. And finally, Jayla ended up being a cheerleader. Aww. She was like one of our mascots. Mm-hmm. And then we had Zion. Mm-hmm. Zion was smaller than Jada. They were friends. And then she ended up, they both in college right now. Mm-hmm. They're both in college right now.
Okay.
And they're both, I believe, is doing dance. Mm-hmm. I remember Zion sent me a picture of her school. She was majorated school. Mm-hmm. And she thanked me.
Yeah.
And so your blessings, something. I was about to say, you blessing these girls, that'll go a long, long way.
Yeah.
A long, long way. I mean, if these babies start out at 3 and 4, mm-hmm. and now they're in college now, can mm-hmm. you imagine?
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
And I'm big on when you become a part of things, even like when you get to college, keep that boundary and maintain what you love to do. Because mm-hmm. when you're just doing things just to be the face of a school or a face of a whatever big brand it is, are you really happy overall with everything included, or are you just kind of doing it because you just want some type of, hey, don't you this or don't you that?
Right.
You want to be doing something because you love it, not just because everybody else doing it or, you know, this one. I'm an only child.
Okay.
So I'm big on, I don't need to blend in because mm-hmm. I'm going to do my own thing and I'm going to find a way to maneuver it. And being comfortable with my own skin is always first priority.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to embed it to the girls because, again, in life, we mm-hmm. have to have voices, not just leading them as coaches. You want to make sure that you are still being a mentor to them, because without that, you're coaching them, but are you mentoring them to keep the things that you're teaching
right,
them?
Yeah? Right, right, right.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
So we got your needs.
Mm-hmm.
So what are your wants? What are you looking forward
studio.
To? Studio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah. Where are y'all practicing now?
So we're in like the auditoriums of like schools or like what is it called? Jesus. Oh my God, my brain is freezing on me. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
The community centers. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the community centers, being able to get available times to get in there, or like nice how it was the summertime, to be outside.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want something that I walk in that is
yours.
Ours.
Yeah.
And my biggest goal, I want to do a surprise for them one day where it's like, I like
this is awesome.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
wow.
my big dream. So, you know, I'm working on it. I'm trying.
Mm-hmm.
And we are doing it. And one thing I can say for sure, we have had different experiences that has been phenomenal. So definitely.
That. Now, how many girls on the roster?
We have a total of 14 right now.
14. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And we are about to open up. Cause again, I'm a person where if you shared it with another adult that has a child, it goes in like that. However, I do tryouts. Mm-hmm. And tryouts are very intimate, where you'll know about it from one of my girls or myself,
mm-hmm.
versus an outblast. Because again, sometimes you want to make sure everybody also coming into your brand is serving what the brand is supposed to serve.
Mm-hmm.
But I also like to make sure that I can communicate and speak to the parents as well as the child, so they can understand what my purpose is.
Right, right. So, mm-hmm. Anybody can't just audition.
No, everybody can. Okay. Everybody can. But like I said, it's more like you heard about it, you share it.
Word of mouth.
It won't come. Yeah. Word of mouth. But I am becoming, like my girls, probably starting next week, they'll be starting to share out to their friends in school.
That's cool.
We're about to have a tryout. You should definitely be a part, so that, you know, they can come on out and, mm-hmm. you know, try to be a part.
Yeah, so that's good.
Definitely.
So parents, not just parents, but people, they're looking for sponsorship for the schools. They don't have a home per se, mm-hmm. but they do have a practice location.
Mm-hmm.
But they still need snacks. So mm-hmm. when they go perform and everything, we want to make sure we have snacks.
Mm-hmm.
When they go perform, we want to make sure the girls are taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
They need help with uniforms. So I know, like, my biggest thing was we were nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had some kids that were not on the nonprofit, that the nonprofit portion was for children, inner city children who couldn't afford it. So, but you never would have known just by looking at them who couldn't afford it or not. And we had ballet, jazz, hip hop, tap, step, and cheerleading on top of it. So we had all those kids had to have all those different pairs of shoes, those different pairs of tights. I mean, because my daughter, she was on it, you know, and I taught lyrical, you know, and that was my favorite. I love teaching the lyrical, but my daughter, she was good with the tap and she was good with the ballet. And I taught the basics of the ballet. And after that, they went to her class and they learned point, you know? And so, so that's a lot. That's a lot. And so,
but it's definitely it's a blessing. Because again, you get to be an impact on young girls. And one thing that I can say when I get my long passages is that they say, you're very determined, and your determined inspires me. So, you know, that's something that I can say on a consistent level, that they always share either amongst each other or to me. It's always a determination, because if one door closed, I'm going to let that door close and I'm going to try another one.
There you go.
And keep it going. And that's something you want to instill into your people that you're serving or community, just with these young people, period. You just want to be a positive impact to them.
Absolutely. So, well, I'm very happy for you.
Thank you.
Do you want people to know how to get in contact with you?
Yeah, sure, certainly. So the way to get in contact with me will be very easy. So you will go to, matter of fact, let me pull this
you
up
go ahead.
Give me 1 second.
It's so good to have while she's doing that, so good to have a instructor, you know, in the class. It kind of reminds me of my old days, as y'all probably can tell by this interview, because I hadn't taught class in 10 years now. Wow. 10 years. I've been moving from state to state and you know, doing my new career, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's amazing to me that but it all comes back, right? When you see something familiar, and I just think about the kids and my students. I was just talking, they're in college now. You know, the babies, the babies are in college now. So Coach Misha, I don't know, girl. I kind of miss it. I can't wait to meet your girls. I know it's going to be fun.
So the easy way to get in contact with me is on my business line. When you contact that line, just share who you are, what you're looking for. You'll have my voicemail up there. And when you do that, I will return your call within that day if it's not late. And then I will also return your call the next day. So the number that you can reach me at will be 757-524-3327. Send a text, let us know, and we'll get back to you.
I love it. Love it. So now, where do the kids perform at? I mean, where could we go and perform?
So we perform within the community. We perform at big events. And I do also want to say that I am connected to another coach. Well, she's like a mini mentor. But her name is Coach Shamika. She is in the 757 area, and she is very phenomenal with exposing other teams to other things. So either if you're a new team or an older team, she's big on how could she collaborate to other everybody to the community. So some things that we do complete is like NBA. NFL. We definitely have done the Soul Circus recently. That was very exciting.
Oh yeah, I saw them on
We did do the Soul Circus. And then again, we are very big on community. And one thing about us, when we come to an event that we are invited to, we don't just do SDQ. We serve the purpose of whatever that event is, because we like to send messages through our dances. Even though I'm not just a hip hop, ballet or just cheer, I am a universal dance team where sometimes today we may be doing steps, today we may be doing majorette, sometimes we're doing a lot of different things. I mean, it allows all the girls to collaborate with just knowing not just one type of dance,
right?
Because when they see another team, then they're like, we never learned that before. But by the time they see everything, they're like, oh, we did some of that before. I'm more connected. So that is something that we do complete. But wait, sorry, what was the other part I was saying? I know. Sorry, y'all. I got far a little bit.
Okay.
So yeah, we do universal, but we do community, we do perform all over the area. So okay, wherever we go or is invited and that is legible for our boundaries, mm-hmm. we're there.
We can do it. Okay, mm-hmm. good. So, okay, so we've talked about what we can do to help her. Mm-hmm. We talked about the girls and why it's so important to help Coach Misha actually doing mm-hmm. what she needs to be doing, because at the end of the day, you know, it's about helping the children, it's about building self-esteem mm-hmm. and uplifting the community, you know. And so I'm very proud of you.
Yes,
thank very you. Proud of you, because so Mr. Willie actually met you at an event, right?
Yep. Those Juneteenth event. Yeah,
and the girls performed there.
Yep, they did. Wow. And it was nice. It was definitely nice. And Juneteenth, why wouldn't we be there? So it was just an amazing experience. And then it just so happened I was leaving out, and he was just like,
look at it, look like
yeah, yeah. You gotta be a part of this show, my sister's shows. And I was excited, and I was like, okay, that'd be nice. And from there, we've been on it. Then we did the process, and we're here.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. And I'm glad you have patience, because yes. stuff happens, I tell you.
Every
when you're running, mm-hmm. You know, your business, it makes it kind of crazy, because you got to make sure everything is taken care of. Mm-hmm. So I wanted this to be a great experience for yeah. you and mm-hmm. your viewers. And then we also want to support you in what you're doing. So what we can do, like I said, we can get you guys out there, send us some videos, mm-hmm. you know, maybe during our commercial break sometime, yeah. we can put it out there, you know, yeah. And just call these our official dancers and, you know, try to get you guys some more type events. Like I said, hopefully we can get you guys on, I believe it's the 27th, but I'll okay. make sure we have one of our podcasters who's new, and she is just booming, man. I mean, she got all kinds of ideas, yeah. and, you know, and that's what it's all about, making everyone welcome, making everyone contribute to everything that we're doing, you know. Mm-hmm, and so mm-hmm. if we can help in some sort of small way, you know, that's what we're here for.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I want to thank her mother.
Yes.
Mom. I've been calling her mom since she's been here. She's the sweetest thing.
Yes.
And she's in our audience today, and she's just kind of checking the show out. Mm-hmm. And so having a support group.
Oh,
let's
yeah.
talk about that. Yes. Let's talk about that.
So my mom and my dad, LaShawn and Roger, is my support system. They keep me going since little. I've been in events since I've been little. And then now she'll say, can you believe my baby 30? And I'm still running behind. And then I told my dad, I said, Daddy, we got something this weekend. What time? So they keep me going while I keep them going. But it both works out, because it's still be an experience that we get to experience together. Mm-hmm. And we both have my family is a big heart family. Mm-hmm. So not only is it just doing like with me and the kids, but it's still serving the purpose that we just love to serve. So
I love it.
So yeah. Thanks, mommy and dad.
Thanks, mom and dad, for her. Well, I'm so glad I got an opportunity to meet you, and yes. thank you so much for coming into the studio.
Thank you.
So tell everyone, all the girls, we're looking forward to seeing them next week.
Yes, yes,
it's gonna be here. Fun.
Yes,
it's gonna be fun, and we're gonna have them just kind of tell us who they are and
yes.
find out these different personalities mm-hmm. you're dealing with. Oh yeah. my gosh. And they have been prepped.
Mm-hmm.
So we got some questions we're going to put forward to them.
Yeah.
And I'm just excited to see the young ladies and see how, you know, we're going to, it's going to be one of every crowd.
You know it is.
So. But we'll see.
You're gonna be impressed. Yeah,
I'm gonna pick one that I'm gonna pick on and pick on. Man,
pick on.
She's gonna be my favorite.
Hey. And then they're gonna want to say, I want to get over there too.
Absolutely love it. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, we're gonna wrap this show up. Tell people again how they can reach you.
All right. So again, if you didn't get it the first time, you get to contact me at 757-524-3327. And also, that is my business line. So if you do contact me and you didn't get an immediate response, just know I will see it. You'll hear my voicemail, leave a well-detailed message of who you are and what you're considering, because I do mentorship as well as dance and tutoring. So whichever one serves for what you need, I'm there.
All right. Love mm-hmm. it. Okay. So T-Nice, can you take us off and so we can see her background. And I'm going to say goodbye before we sign off, but I do want you guys to see her background.
Okay.
All right, guys. Thank you, T-Nice.
See you. Bye. Bye.